Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 17th of December, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. A background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. Another 76 cases of COVID, 770 active cases, 8 in Nobles, nobody in ICU. 4 anaesthetists have been reported for committing manslaughter. 2 10th century Viking brooches went on display today at the Manx Museum. Expats could vote in UK elections, and watch out, it's Black Eyed Friday.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. First to my, Christian Jones.
First to my, 4 anaesthetists from Nobles Hospital have been reported for the offence of committing manslaughter by gross negligence. It follows a police investigation which was sparked after the death of a 55-year-old man from Douglas. The Manx care staff will appear at Douglas Courthouse next year. 76 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded in the last 24 hours. It brings the total number of active cases up to 770. 8 people who have the virus are in Nobles Hospital, but none are in intensive care. A Tory MP believes people born in the United Kingdom should be able to vote in UK elections, even if they've lived in the Isle of Man for most of their lives. Currently, there's a 15-year time limit in place, which Conservative MP Alex Shelbrooke wants to see removed. That will happen if the elections bill, which is currently going through Westminster, is approved. And people are being encouraged to visit the Viking display at the Manx Museum to see 2 brooches that were found on Ireland. 2 locals discovered the find in 2018 and are believed to date back to around 900 AD. Those are your update news headlines next at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Christian. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, dry and cloudy on the island today. A light east-southeasterly may bring some hill fog for a while. The overnight minimum is 7. No warnings out in the North Irish Sea. For tomorrow, Chasan, Saturday, dry and cloudy with more hill fog drifting in on a light to moderate east wind. Daytime maximum 8, down to 4 through the night. And for Jaduni, Sunday, dry and cloudy, hill fog, light to moderate easterly and 8 degrees. Everything's fine on the roads. The Ben McCree's just in Douglas Inner Harbour, spinning round at the moment. Tide's on the way back in. High water's at 28 minutes to 11 tonight. Low tide, 10 to 5 tomorrow morning. Sunrise, 27 minutes to 9. And the morning high water, 28 minutes to 11.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
76 new cases of COVID-19 reported on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. Back with some more detail, here's Christian.
The number of overall COVID-19 cases in the Isle of Man has risen. The latest figures stand at 770, which is 79 more than yesterday. At Nobles Hospital, there are 8 patients who have coronavirus, which is 1 more than 24 hours ago. However, none are in intensive care. The total number includes 76 new cases of COVID-19, with the origin of 18 of those under investigation. 365 people are currently awaiting their test results, with a further 207 booked in for tomorrow. Those aged 40 and over are eligible to receive their COVID booster vaccine.
4 anaesthetists from Nobles Hospital have been reported for the offence of committing manslaughter by gross negligence. It follows a police investigation which was sparked after the death of 55-year-old James Joseph Shimmin in February. The Douglas man died after undergoing a routine operation. Detective Chief Inspector Mark Newey is leading the investigation.
So the investigation included speaking to specialists within the UK in the field of anaesthesia, and then that led to interviews with the 4 people, all of who were legally represented, and then to maintain a degree of separation from the Attorney General's chambers and that impartiality, legal advice was sought from specialists. Advisors in the UK, and the decision came from them this week. whereby the people who we had interviewed would be reported for the offence of manslaughter by gross negligence.
They have been reported for this offence. They haven't been charged or arrested. Could you just explain the process to me?
When police investigate an incident, there is an option to arrest somebody, bring them to police custody, interview them and either charge or release on bail with a date to come back, or depending on the nature of the offence, there's an option to interview people under caution and then subsequently report them. So what I was conscious at the start of this investigation was the impact that this could have on the anaesthetist and any other people that we ended up interviewing. So I took the decision not to arrest them and bring them into police detention. I've tried to deal with the people involved in a much softer, considered approach, if you like, whereby they were interviewed under caution away from police headquarters. So then once that advice has been brought back through agreement with their legal representatives, they've attended the police station when they've been reported. So if someone was charged, we know when the court dates are. When someone's reported, what happens is we put the paperwork and a summons to the Attorney General's chambers. The summons is then drawn up officially and sent to the person who's been reported. So what will then happen is they will receive a summons with a date to attend court.
To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631. Or email update@manxradio.com.
23 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio, the Isle of Man's health service was facing relentless pressure even before the COVID-19 booster jab rollout was sped up. Here's the interim chief exec, Catherine Magson. And she says health staff are currently under severe strain.
Oh, there's a huge amount of stress on everybody in the health and care system, whether it's vaccinations, whether it's those working in the community, whether it's in primary care, whether it's in Nobles, everywhere, the mental health, social care. It's just extraordinary. And of course, this has come on the back of almost now 2 years of relentless pressure on everybody. So, you know, adding this to this has been an enormous undertaking. Nobody underestimates that, but you know, we all absolutely understand that the importance of making sure we get boosters in arms as fast as we can. Everybody is doing as much as they can, whether they're working for those who are just coming in through the door, whether they're taking consent processes, whether they're vaccinating themselves, watching people, observing them as they go out through the door. This is just an extraordinary effort. And I would like to say, if anybody who hasn't volunteered at the moment, who is able to be vaccinated, who has been trained up, or is a clinician who's not currently trained but would like to be trained, then we really would like to hear from them. And we do have a lot of people who volunteered to help with the administration across government. The call out's gone there, but we really are looking for as many people as possible to get involved. So welcome anybody who'd like to contact us.
Is that the best way? Is that our best hope of relieving the pressure on the health service with volunteers?
We have to be very careful. At the end of the day, we can only there are only a certain number of people who vaccinate. They need to be trained clinical professionals. We have gone out far and wide across the entire health and care system. We've approached dentists, we've approached pharmacists, we've approached GPs, as you expect, nurses, we're approaching physiotherapists, all the private sector. There are even people out with even veterinary medicine as well who've all been approached. So there's a huge amount undertaken here that we're trying to get as many people as possible as we can to help us with the vaccination, not just the administration.
Police will be out in full force tonight monitoring what's been labelled as the busiest night of the festive period. Sergeant Alan Shimmin, who's in charge of the Constabulary Alcohol Unit, says there'll be officers on the ground talking to everyone and says stay safe and avoid problems.
Today is going to be traditionally our busiest night for the festive period. I think some places finishes early, so people have an opportunity to go out and do a bit of shopping, and some people choose to go out and enjoy the licensing trade, should I say. It's quite simple, really. Make sure you pace yourself, know your limits, and enjoy yourself. And must be respectful for each other. Thus far, the trend has been varied. Sadly, but understandably, there's been a lot of cancellations of parties, but in some premises are being very busy as well. So it's a little bit varied in that respect. But in regards to any crime and disorder, it's been okay, and I certainly hope it continues. Tonight, if anybody chooses to go out, please don't give in to peer pressure. People might just overindulge more than they would normally do so, and sometimes it could lead into arguments or fights, and we don't want people to end up in our custody cells. and just be respectful to all those hard people working in the licensing trade, the taxi trade, security trade, and also the buses. They do a great job. And also, I better mention the police as well. They do a spot-on job as well. So just be mindful of all the hard work they're doing while people are out having a good time. They're trying to keep you safe. There will be a lot of officers out today. You'll see a lot of officers going into licensed premises. They will more likely not approach groups of people and just to make some positive engagement, just make sure everybody's okay and having a good time. They may be handing out some bus timetables, so they're, if they haven't thought about how they're going to go out, you might get a bus timetable just to remind you, or point them in the right direction for taxi numbers, or showing where the taxi ranks are.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 9 minutes past two. She's safely on the link span at the moment in Douglas Harbour. We'll be departing at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. Overnight departure 2:15 a.m. back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and the 8:45 departure is back to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The lifting of the ban on international travel to the UK from South Africa and the removal of 10 other countries from the Red List means two teenagers will be able to enjoy Christmas on the Isle of Man. The father's Steve Porter, who represented the Isle of Man internationally as a cyclist who lives near Cape Town now.
As soon as we heard, we and I think everybody else with plans like ours jumped on the phone to travel agents. There was a bit of a scramble because there seems to be more people wanting to go than there were seats available. So we couldn't do anything with our existing booking, so that's still sitting there and we're trying to get refunds. But we managed to get the girls on a bit of a scenic route to the Isle of Man, but they're booked and they're good to go.
So your two girls are looking forward to Christmas in the Isle of Man.
They say Christmas in the Isle of Man is always a real Christmas, to quote them, because it's not the same when it's in sort of 30, 40 degrees heat. They like to be around a fireplace and they're praying for snow. Not sure everybody in the Isle of Man will be, but they're certainly praying for snow. So yeah, as long as they get negative tests, and then they're good to go Monday lunchtime.
What's the situation in South Africa then with the Omicron variant?
So it's quite strange. We've had our numbers have gone up. Our positive cases, I think yesterday was about 17,000. And I think the population is very similar to the UK. And there were sadly 54 deaths. But I don't think any of those were as a result of the Omicron variant. Our lockdown level is level one. So it's the lowest form of lockdown, which I think they have had to keep because otherwise the economy is going to completely collapse. People are still wearing face masks. Well, you're supposed to, but that and the sanitizing, and there's still no crowds at sporting events or anything like that. I think people are just used to it now. They're sick of it, but they're also, you know, it seems to be a part of life.
Was there a feeling in South Africa that we're being unfairly punished for the Omicron variant spreading?
Yeah, so there is probably an element to that. I mean, there was a lot all on the news here after the ban, and the feeling was, well, certainly as the media portrayed it, that South Africa had been punished for identifying this variant.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, UNESCO Biosphere Isle of Man partner Zurich International has been given the permission to go ahead with a major solar energy project. It could provide nearly 3/4 of the electricity used as its Isle of Man HQ. They plan to install a solar panel carport over an existing car park at Zurich House, which could provide up to 70% of the building's electricity and power for other purposes, such as charging electric vehicles. Qantas has announced it's switching its domestic fleet from Boeing to Airbus. The deal's a major win for the European plane maker and a jolt for its US-based arch rival. Qantas expects to make a loss of above $1.1 billion Australian dollars. That's about $788 million American dollars, £590 million. That's just in the first half of its financial year. Most Australian states had their borders closed and the majority of Australians were in lockdown. Domestically, capacity fell to around 30% of pre-COVID levels for several months, and only a significant reduction in cost base improved recovery. Additionally, Qantas has boosted its coffers by selling land near Sydney Airport for $574 million.
The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European markets mixed as concerns persisted about the spread of Omicron. The dollar remained under pressure at the end of a week, which saw major central banks lay out plans to unwind the pandemic-era stimulus. Oil dipped, gold rose, buoyed by a subdued dollar. And in corporate news, IAG moves significantly higher, having said on Thursday it had terminated an agreement to buy the rival Air Europa from Globalia. Aston Martin was also up after executive chairman Lawrence Stroll spent almost £5 million buying more shares in the luxury car maker. The numbers now, Ramsay Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 closed up just over a tenth of a percent at 5 o'clock at 7,269. The DAX in Frankfurt down 6 tenths of a percent at the close at 15,544. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 8 tenths of a percent at 35,614. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.5% at 15,252, and the S&P 500 down 0.2% at 4,658. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 US 32.6, €1 17.6, and 21 South African rand 3.5. And in commodities, gold is up almost 0.4% at $1,805 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 1.5% at $73.41.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171. Or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
13 minutes before 6, here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, the weather summary, cloudy throughout with a risk of some mist on Saturday evening and on Sunday, and a small risk of fog patches on Sunday. Sea temperatures 11 degrees Celsius, and for Saturday the wind is southeasterly, soon backing easterly or southeasterly, force 3 or 4, wave height 0.1 to 0.4 meters, wave period 2 seconds, high tide 11 a.m. And for Sunday, the wind is easterly or southeasterly, force 3 or 4, soon backing east or northeasterly, force 2 or 3, wave height 0.4 to 0.8 meters, wave period 3 seconds, high tide 11:30 a.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Should people in the Isle of Man who moved here from the UK more than 15 years ago be allowed to vote in UK general elections? Well, the Elections Bill currently going through Westminster will permit that to happen. Alex Shelbrooke, the Conservative MP for Elmont and Rothwell, has been part of an ongoing parliamentary debate in the UK over this matter. He says it's a good thing.
What the bill seeks to address are people who, yes, have moved away, but have a strong connection with the United Kingdom. They may not have moved that far away, in all honesty. And so it lifts that limit and allows people to take part. And that will be from the constituency that they were last registered in.
There's also so someone, say, born after the Second World War, left the UK in the 1960s, has paid taxes elsewhere, and now you're giving them that right to vote. That doesn't seem right.
It's interesting that you raise that. There's a gentleman called Harry Patch, who is actually a Labour supporter and has lived in Italy. And his argument always was, I mean, he's into his 90s now, that, you know, he did fight in the war for this country. He actually stayed in Italy after war, but his patriotism was always to the country that he fought for. And he just wanted to be able to feel that he still had that connection, patriotic connection, despite the fact he lived elsewhere. So that was sort of an example coming from somebody who wouldn't even be voting for the government ever. He's a Labour Party member.
There's also the argument that in terms of party donations, this will open the door to a lot of people who, I'll try not to use the word avoid paying tax, but will pay taxes elsewhere and yet will now be able to donate to political parties.
Well, I mean, there has been those allegations made. I think the reality of the situation is that it's always, let's call it an emotional argument to start bringing it into party funding. But what's got to be remembered is that people can do that for 15 years anyway. So as long as they pass the tests of the Electoral Commission, which will be to have a registration in this country.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.im.
Fast Am I, Rob Pritchard.
Fast Am I, good evening. FC Isle of Man will face off against fellow league playoff contenders Sandbach United in their final game of 2021 this weekend. The Ravens will be hoping to improve on their last outing, which saw them held to a frustrating 2-2 draw at Roaster last Saturday. They remain inside the playoff positions in the NWCFL Division 1 South table in fifth position. Meanwhile, Sandbach United will be hoping to claw back ground on the 10-point gap between themselves and the Ravens tomorrow evening. FC Isle of Man versus Sandbach United will get underway at the Bowl in Douglas on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Manx Radio will be providing full live commentary of the game on the AM 1368 and digital platforms. Meanwhile, FC Isle of Man's home league tie against New Mills, originally planned for last month, has been rearranged. The NWCFL Division 1 South game between the two sides was first penned in for the 27th of November at the Bowl. However, the game was called off when the Ravens' opponents submitted a postponement request to the Northwest Counties Football League for eligibility reasons. Now, as it stands, the contest will take place in Douglas on Monday the 3rd of January with kickoff scheduled for 12:30 p.m. Meanwhile, tomorrow's rugby match between Douglas and Penrith has been called off due to COVID reasons. Douglas Rugby Club says the match will take place later in the season. Tomorrow's pre-match lunch is also cancelled. As it stands, the squad's next fixture could be away against Broughton Park on Saturday the 8th of January. However, this is still to be confirmed. And finally, in hockey, the Isle of Man's senior men's and women's squads travel to Merseyside this Saturday. Both sides are taking part in their first fixtures in the Tier 2 of the England Hockey Championships. The men's side will be taking on West Derby men's first, while the women's squad will face Liverpool Sefton women's seconds.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Air's inbound from Manchester, the 5:35, won't be until about 6:10 this evening. Then it's EasyJet from Gatwick at 7:25, and the 5:08 tonight, EasyJet inbound from Liverpool, departing the Isle of Man. The 5:30 to Manchester from EasyJet is on time. 6:10, patient transfer plane Logan Air to Liverpool won't be going until 6:25. Then it's the 5:08 EasyJet to Gatwick. Looks like that's on time. And the 8:25 EasyJet to Liverpool. The late arrival is the 8:10 patient transfer Logan Air coming back from Liverpool. On the road, still those temporary 24-hour lights near the Highlander and St Trinian's for surface water drainage. Be aware, though, that the work's going to be paused next Thursday, 23rd. The traffic lights will be taken away for Christmas, and the work will resume on the 4th of January, and the lights come back. On the TT course, temporary 40-mile-an-hour speed limit between Glen Helen and Cronkavody Crossroads for drainage repair work, and also temporary lights on the main road at Sulby Bridge for wall repairs 24 hours a day. In Laxey, Menorca Hills, fully open to traffic. The drainage work's been paused for Christmas and will be back in January. Still Queen Street and a short stretch of North Quay closed for the demolition of that former nuisance building. I don't think it's even started yet, but anyway, it's still all boarded off. Also, temporary lights on Glen Crutchery Road near the police headquarters turn off 24 hours a day. They're working on a water main there.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
Big story this, two Viking brooches are currently on display at the Manx Museum from today, discovered on the Isle of Man in December 2018 by metal detectorist John Crowe and Craig Evans alongside a glass bead and a buckle. The items are believed to date back to around AD 900 to 950. Alison Fox is the curator for archaeology at the Manx National Heritage, and she says the finds are part of history and therefore important for people on the Isle of Man.
I think these are another missing piece of that jigsaw puzzle of the history of the Isle of Man in general, not just the Viking Age, but the general history and archaeology of the Isle of Man. What's really special about these brooches is for a fact, just aesthetically, they are beautiful. They're so finely crafted. In their original sort of bronze, goldy colour, they would have looked amazing. But even today, even though they're more green and not quite as shiny, you can still see the crafts, the workmanship that's gone into making these brooches. But apart from that, they're significant because they tell us that over 1,000 years ago, it wasn't just male Vikings who were settling and being buried on the Isle of Man. It was female Vikings from Scandinavia as well. And that's really exciting. That's a really interesting extra piece of the puzzle that we didn't have before 3 years ago.
And how important is it for people to come out and learn about this? Or have you guys been seeing more and more people interested in coming out and finding out about it?
I think certainly with the Viking aspect of the island's history, there's always been a huge interest. You know, who isn't interested in Vikings, you know, and all they've left behind? But I think we've been really fortunate over the past 3 years, starting with the find of these brooches, really. We've had some spectacular archaeological finds by metal detectorists. We've had two fantastic hoards of Viking Age silver and gold found by Kath Giles. We've had these two brooches. So when these artefacts are discovered, I think it makes people think again about, oh yeah, the Vikings, you know, I used to have an interest. Oh, but they're not just any Vikings, they are Vikings, they're Manx Vikings, they're Isle of Man Vikings. You know, these are the artefacts from the Isle of Man. And they're really high quality. And I think sometimes we perhaps hide our light under a bushel a little bit on the Isle of Man. We should be shouting about the quality of these artefacts because really they're comparable to anywhere else that the Vikings settled.
That's it from Update tonight. One story we didn't get to, which you might like to check out at manxradio.com or on the app, and that is that the Southern Hundred Marshals Association have created an event to highlight openings for Marshall to sign up for next year's Balloon Circuit events. If you can help them, check out manxradio.com. An update will be back Monday evening at 5:30.